Welcome to Let Me Say This. It's your girl D.
This your girl Dazzy.
This your girl Shay. You can find us on IG at @letmesaythis.
If y'all want to email us, y'all can email us at letmesaythis1@gmail.com.
So y'all go ahead and like and subscribe and follow us.
Because we got that action. Ow. Ready.
Ready.
Here. Set. Go.
Go.
Oh.
Whose week we starting with?
Yours, niggas, what you talking on?
Yeah.
Child. Y'all look, let me tell y'all something. I got a pyro child in my house. Almost, disclaimer, I was not going to kill my child, but I wanted to for like 2 seconds.
What the fuck did they light on fire?
A paper towel.
Nigga, you know how flammable that shit is?
In the base.
In an instant.
With equipment.
But pause. It was in the basement when he was by himself.
Oh my God. Did it catch on anything?
No.
Praise God.
Praise the... You talking about... Because I was cleaning off the table and I was like...
Oh, so you saw the evidence.
The
you
ash.
Didn't even see, right?
Saw the ash.
I saw the burnt paper towel.
Right.
What in the fuck?
And I said, well, wait a minute.
Crazy.
I said, no, I know. I said, okay, my husband ain't do this. And I looked up and I was like, only other person that was down here was this child.
Mm-hmm.
I said, excuse me, sir. Was you playing with this? Did you have this? Gave me the little shaking, little quiet, like, yeah. I said, come here. I do not abuse my child. However, he did get some hands put on him real quick. Because what you not about to do, because back in the day, I've literally struck one match and got the shit beat out of me.
I was a little
so fired, therefore
fired at myself.
I don't know if I was ever interested in that.
Oh
no,
my God.
I did a few things on fire. Yeah. I used to fake like I was smoking cigarettes and shit.
Oh wow.
Roll up paper and shit.
Listen.
I was
Me and my brother did that shit one time, but nah.
I was gonna smoke his boots. I was gonna smoke his
Dang.
Boots. But then wait, Damn. That wasn't even a kicker. The kicker was this African dude that was in the Yellow House parking lot who ain't want move.
That's the Yellow House. They still alive. They them wedges
still
bomb on
They still kicking.
Okay.
Them wedges in them other souls.
Yes, all Lord.
Right. I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, hello. Beep. Can you move so I can get out? Because the way I was parked, it was no other space to park. So I was like, I'm going to park this way so I can just pull out. But instead, he parked directly in front of the truck, so I couldn't go nowhere. I couldn't back up or go forward.
Nigga, you going to box me in?
Yeah. So I'm like, hello, beep, can you move? He looked at me and waved me off. I said, wait a minute.
Oh, I had no consideration. No, hold on, ma'am. I'm sorry. Hold up.
Pause. I said, wait a minute.
Your shit up.
Excuse me. I'm like, beep again.
Especially in that truck, baby.
He waves me off again, like, back up, go around. I said, oh, guess what? I put the car in drive. It was going to run his shit into the Yellow House wall. Because that's how mad I got. Because I was already pissed off because I went to the CVS. And these motherfuckers, the lady at the damn counter rolled out. Whole bunch of black people standing up there waiting.
First of all, you went to that CVS over there.
It was quick. I had to be quick about it.
Girl,
I wouldn't have
That's why I wasn't quick about it.
Exactly. It wasn't nowhere near quick. I was just standing there. I just wanted to get some cash back. That was all. I wasn't trying to pay an ATM fee. I just wanted to grab some real quick and get. No. This bitch left. It was two lights on, like the sign, the lines was open. Wasn't no line. There was an old lady sitting over there waiting to be seen. Another lady standing right here. And I'm standing there like, so ain't nobody going to say, nobody going
to
do nothing.
You was at the front. You had to go to the pharmacy.
Yeah, I was at the front. So I look, so I look over and I'm like, dude, you work here? You the manager? He's on some. No, I'm just. I said, what the fuck is you doing back then? And if you ain't gonna do nothing,
oh wow,
why are you here?
Hey, you a customer?
Hey, I was lit. I was set all the way off that day.
Yes,
that's
okay. So back to the African guy. So I was already pissed off at the whole CVS thing. So when I got to the African guy and he decided he just wanted to wave me off and I was gonna run his shit over, I said, you know what? I got a trick for that. I put it back in park because he did. See, he got out the car and was like, hit me then. Hit me. I said, oh.
She
yeah,
did
thank God.
Whole altercation.
I put that bitch in park. I opened the armrest and grabbed this long-ass flat-head screwdriver. And I told this mother, I said, if you don't get out my motherfucking way, I'm going to flat all four of your motherfucking tires right here. Don't play with me. Mm-hmm. I am not in the mood today, nigga. I will go to jail for fucking you up. Mm-hmm. This is not the time. Do you understand me?
I feel the heat.
He did too.
Jeez. He tell me some, go ahead. I said, oh, all right. And then my mind said, bitch, if you poke these ties, you just might go to jail. I said, but you know what? I'm going to let the air out these bitches while he's standing right here. You go ahead and record me letting the air. Matter of fact, you want to record this ass while I do it. Excuse me. Letting the air. Then I was like, you know what? This shit taking too long. Let me get the fuck on. All right, so I'm going to figure out how to get out of here. When I got back in the truck, I had a cup of tea right there that I had from 7-Eleven. I threw that bitch at his ass. Ooh, and then I pulled off. It hit his car, and then I pulled off. But then, as I was pulling off, I threw orange at his ass too.
Oh, that shit part hurt. Drive by
fruit. Opposed to drive by fruit.
So I pulled out, and then I went down. I was like, man, it's too much traffic. So I bucked the U and went back to where he was. And I was like, oh no, he's coming back. Y'all should see how I came back, though. I came back like a bat out of hell. I came over the curb like.
He was the crazy.
Scared the living shit out of his ass. And then I rode and went home. And I went in the house and I went off like, my son was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, this nigga just crazy. He was like, give me the keys. I'll be back. What does this nigga look like? What was he driving?
Both of them?
Yes.
Somebody gotta be the same one.
Who was driving? Who gonna be the level one?
God damn.
God damn.
Both of y'all should be snapping.
And then to end my week, I had to play doctor wife because the husband was sick. So I had to nurse him back to health.
Lord Jesus.
And then that was it. My bad. I didn't,
Sure did.
All of you. What I say?
Oh, no, bitch. You tried to make it seem like it was
me. No. Oh, yeah. I said, y'all. Did I say that?
Oh, okay. Well, what you got then? What you got?
I ain't got shit. You hear me? My week was smooth, though. I ain't do about a motherfucking thing, really. Work.
That's it.
And, yeah, I was really minding. I kept supposed to be cleaning up. Y'all remember what I said? But I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real to the people. Mm-hmm. I didn't do the shit, okay? But we're gonna try again. The life is not over.
Gosh, a great almost came out my nose.
How did I?
I don't know.
I went to laugh.
Tricks.
Shit.
Shit.
I want that trick. Yeah, that's what that be like. Fucking thing.
Same here. I got some much needed rest. Although, like, my body needed to rest, but I couldn't rest, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm, I couldn't sleep, for real. But my body just needed to lay the fuck still.
Baby. Mm-hmm. Sit down. Don't go nowhere. So,
that was good. I needed that. And, fuck my job. That's shout how I'm feeling out right now.
Fuck the job.
Because the federal government wants some bullshit right now.
As usual.
This seems like more so than anything else. This fucking election is getting on my nerve. Mm-hmm. I wish they just hurry up and do whatever the fuck they gonna do so we can get back to our regularly scheduled program because I don't have time for this.
Mm-mm. They gonna be extra special because he's special.
But I refuse to let it stress me out to the max like that. Like, go to work, do my 8, and skate. Ain't that how they say it?
8. No, that's okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. I had enough week for both of y'all, and
that was a lie. She was out doing a bunch of shit. That's why we were sitting down chilling. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Lord knew.
He knew.
He knew.
Well then.
Oh, right now. So, word on the street is Dwayne Wade got a new daughter. Technically. It ain't his daughter, it's his son.
Well,
so
shout out to you, Zaya.
Ooh.
Hey, boo, you got a fan.
I ain't hating, to each his own.
Okay,
to each his own.
Talk about it.
Obviously, little Boosie ain't with that shit.
Boosie,
his ignorant ass. I was really trying to find where somebody said they was cutting this little boy's dick off.
Yeah, I kept hearing that, but I wasn't.
Okay, but don't that transgender means that though, right? I mean, not
necessarily.
Not now, but eventually. No.
He said. She said she identifies as a female.
Okay. Yes, they said nothing about a sex change.
Uh-uh.
That's a whole got different
you.
Thing.
Cause see,
that's
why
like
I
the
thinking.
Ignorance of motherfuckers, but then like, you really think Dwayne Wade about the little girl is 12 years old? Like,
well, see, that's what my stance was, because I was like, well, if he's going to have a sex change, I'm like, now that's too early for
Wayne
me.
With that
you
shit.
Feel what I'm saying?
Everybody
and that's what
feels
I thought,
that way.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm like, you know,
telling me that, because
it
like,
could,
oh, all right.
May
she don't
or
even
may
seem
not be.
Like, she wants that. She don't seem like that's even a thought. She don't
thing.
Seem
okay.
like she's thinking about sex
uh-huh.
or reproductive organs. She just feels like a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Got you. See. I was thinking.
Girl, when I saw that motherfucker, I'm like, this ignorant man. I don't follow his music or nothing that he does. Mm. I know it's a gang of people who like the nigga, but I'm just like, y'all be on this ignorant nigga shit like this? Like, he's an idiot. I was so fucking pissed off because he like, don't cut his dick. I'm like, what are you talking about? Who said that? But, and when I tell you, I search high low because I'm like,
who you trying to find? I was looking to see if I could find it.
Who said that they were going to do that?
He did.
Right.
And then motherfuckers comment under it like, yes. And I'm like, nobody fucking said that they was doing that to him. That was never a part of the conversation.
That lays in the eyes of it being like ignorant in a way. Not ignorant, angry, but you know what I'm saying? Ignorant to the fact, though, that you don't know, okay, transgender don't necessarily mean that you're going to have a sex change. Yes. And
well, didn't the mother speak out and say she was against it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I read something to that effect. I just didn't.
She did a whole interview.
Really look into it.
I didn't get a chance to really listen to the interview.
And I think like, just because my stance behind it is like, if you're against it, I kind of like don't want to hear what you're talking about.
But it's his mama. Like,
I don't care, mother or not. And be more so because you're that little girl's mother. You need to be for it, for whatever the fuck she's talking about right now.
How much is she in the life?
But that's the thing, though. Like, if you're against it, like, already, but then your child comes out, like, I want to be this, how does that make you feel? Because if it's against your morals and your values, then you throw away your morals and your values because
you're fucking right,
that's your child may be influenced by social media or how the society is now. But do you know that for sure?
I know when I see this little girl speak, when I see how her family loves on her, the type of environment she lives in, this is her. I don't think it has nothing to do with something that she may have been exposed to or something she's seen on TV or anything like that. Like, I don't think it has nothing to do with that. And then because she's always been like that, too.
It's a natural thing.
It's her. Now, if I thought, and it's like, you know, and especially as a parent, and I'm like, if you're doing your job correctly, you fucking know whether your kid is on some bullshit or if this is really who they are. And because they instill self-worth in her, allow her to speak her mind, talk to her, communicate with her, they know who she is. It ain't like, I'm just, and this is just, I don't know them people, but this is from what I've seen on social media, what I've read, me listening to her speak about it herself. I don't think it has nothing to do with no outside influences. This is just her. And if I'm against something that my child, like, first of all, it ain't ever gonna be me disowning or going against my child for nothing. I don't give a fuck what it is, what our differences are. It's my child.
Right. It's always gonna be
and it's gonna be always, always love, no matter what. And it's always gonna be communication. So even if it's something that I don't necessarily agree with, I'm going to understand where you're coming from and understand why you choose to make these decisions or be this way. And that's going to give me an understanding of where you at and why you're choosing to do this. And it's going to help me to further support you. That's what I'm here for. Why am I going against like my office? Like, that makes no sense to me.
I feel like you could be against it, but not shun your child.
Yes.
That's fine. I feel like, yeah, you don't have to necessarily be like, oh, I agree with whatever you're saying. Yeah, that's cool, but nah, like, I'm going to love you regardless.
But just absolutely. Like, oh, my child is a son. Like, bitch, clearly, he was
clearly
born a boy.
You know what you got, right?
But no, that's not who she is. And then my thing is like, oh my God, how expressive she is. And just listening to her talk, like, if you cannot see your child for who she is, something's wrong with you as a parent. There's something wrong. Not with her, but with your ass. And if you still saying or talking about, oh, that's a boy, something, you the problem.
Cause I'm clearly just glad that it's not a sex change thing going on, especially at this young age. That was the part I was like, now, y'all, you wilding. I wasn't agreeing with that. But yeah, as far as now knowing that, okay, it's just the thing where she feels, or he feels, she feels like she's a girl, then, I mean, like you said, if she expressed herself like that, then
And then my thing, too, like, when you allow your kids... I can't force you
to be like, no, you're a boy. No, you're going to... Because not in this day and age, at least. You ain't going to be able to do no shit like that.
But then it's like, when you allow your child to express themselves, to be able to talk to you, that just, first of all, instills a bond and trust. And you allowing them to be free and expressive. You don't know if she's going to change her mind later on down the line. Exactly.
That's why we were mainly against that castration thing. But if you telling her,
no, this ain't what you're supposed to do, you just pushing her to make that decision, to stamp it. You don't know what, like, if you are giving them the freedom to learn for themselves, to think for themselves, to explore different things.
Letting them know that no matter what, too, you're going to always come back.
Yes, that's making them good human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just downplaying whatever they're talking about because you don't agree with it, that's when they start fucking up and making decisions rashly because of the strength of something that you got or them trying to undermine you.
You being a stubborn ass. A stubborn old man.
So clearly, I feel a whole way about this.
Yes. I say and I don't like how
social media just like jumped on them. That's crazy to me. I can't walk with you if you are against this. I can't.
Especially where they feel like they was attacking a child.
It in the way that people are being against it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And if that's your stance on it, leave me alone.
Leave me be.
Not for real.
I will not speak on that because I'm not with it either way. So.
Would you disown your child?
Like, absolutely not. I would love my child unconditionally.
You still have more for cookouts and
Like all of that. I'm not against that community at all. I'm not even going to try to attempt to say all the letters. So I'm not against that community at all. It's like I said, it's to each his own. You the one who got to answer for it at the end of the day, not me.
Exactly. That's life, period.
So exactly. So do you. And that's just don't try to force it on me. That's not going to happen because you're going to get the wrong end of the stick with me. But to each his own. I'm not going to look at you any type of way or nothing like that. Do you?
Force it on you? Are you talking specifically about their relationship?
No, like trying to...
You feel like Dwayne Wade's daughter is forcing that on them?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about in general. Don't try to... Oh, if you don't believe me, then you did it. That's how you don't shun me because I'm not with you. I'm not against you, but I'm not with it. I'm not going to be like, okay, well, yeah, boo, we about to do this. Yeah, okay, if this is what you want to do, girl, we about to get you all this. I'm not going to do all that extra shit. But if that's what you want to do, do you. Now, child-wise...
That's what I'm saying.
It's a child. I can't necessarily say that they're mature enough to make that decision to say... What's what, but I would let you go ahead and do whatever as far as you figuring out. But parenting skills are different when it comes to me and how they are. That's, you know, celebrity, free life, whatever. I ain't with that. I'm a little more grounded than that. So it is what it is with them. I don't look at nobody any kind. I don't give.
Picture it because just have mine all.
Yeah.
But then I don't feel like that's a situation that you would have to encounter because your kids are who they are.
Yeah. Right.
But then at the same time, if you were presented with that situation, I don't see you.
Nah.
Wouldn't like, shun them, but I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, you can have your boyfriend over all the time, or you can have your, you know what I'm saying?
But nobody's doing that.
My point exactly.
Nobody's doing that. Nobody's saying that that's what's happening.
You said that it's not even to that point yet. She's still a little girl.
It has nothing to do with that.
I think the reason why it's so... like big in social media is because they were talking about castration. If that had never came up, it probably wouldn't even be an issue.
Yeah, people trying to sexualize it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're gonna cut his manhood off and all this stuff. He's gonna be a full female, and nobody said any of that was gonna be going on.
When they just thought of him as a gay boy, it was still
a big thing. Yeah, I remember that.
And that's because they're in the public eye
too, because of the way that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union support him.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. Society
just seems like they want the parents to, quote-unquote, do the right thing and make him be a little boy because that's what he was born as.
No.
And it's like, Look, this could be a whole show right here.
I'm trying to tell you some good shit.
I'm just let him.
Yeah, let him be free.
Let the situation be free. Right. Like, let it be. It ain't even that serious. It ain't your damn child, so don't worry about it.
Okay, how about that? And
shit, you ain't raising him.
In the middle of an adult, he gonna be grown. She gonna be grown as a motherfucker.
Exactly.
And be able to do whatever goddamn thing okay. she wants.
Couple years.
Well, okay. From me to y'all, shout out to the whole Wade family, Gabriel, yes. Zaya, Oya. Much love.
What the fuck, man?
So. You gotta say it like
what
that.
What the fuck?
So. Somebody please help me understand.
Somebody.
Why this waterhead, grown ass, bubble eyed, alien face ass boy. No, because he got a disability. I'm giving his ass to business right now.
It ain't even about all that. It's
no offense to anybody who's disabled or handicapped or anything like this. But this little dwarf right here who decided that he wanted to act like a 9-year-old that was being bullied and was trying to commit suicide, whatever the fuck he said he was trying to do. When you turn out to be actually 19 years out here after these people done donated all this shit to you, are you fucking kidding me? Ridiculous. Like, sir, that's how they gonna do it?
That's what we do now?
That's not okay.
Somebody need to boot the fuck out you. Like,
just off the script that people are actually going through this shit. That's what got me.
Exactly.
So, man, it's really kids out here committing suicide.
Yes.
Like, if you was gonna play at something, nigga, that was the wrong fucking
not
move. Nigga, it's too easy for you to get your ass kicked. You shouldn't be out here acting stupid. It's too easy. Like,
looking like Smeagol's extra motherfucker.
Lucky your ass. Where you at, in Australia?
Australia, girl.
Dude, that's not okay. And it's crazy because, like, so many people got bamboozled. I remember when I first saw the story, I was scrolling through Facebook. Don't judge me. I fucking still use Facebook. I was scrolling through Facebook. And I saw the clip and I was just like, damn, that's fucked up. And kept scrolling. And I think it's too like, because, well. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of that confidence and, you know, you not getting butt hurt over somebody talking about you starts at home. Like, I feel like that's instilled in you from your parents, from your upbringing and how you are raised. Whether you can withstand a bully, like
pause. But the mother was with the shits, though.
Listen, I don't even want to talk about her.
Her ass needed the shit.
I don't even want to talk about her.
Beat out of her too.
She's grown, so.
But she condoning the shit too.
She
like
the
fuck
to the band. She was with the shits. It's all the okay.
It's him.
All of it.
Fuck her too. She knew what it was. Like, we talk about this nigga right now. But that was my reason of scrolling past. And it's just like, you know, my heart breaks when families are not equipped to deal with stuff like this. But it's just like, you know, damn, that's fucked up. And I just moved along. And then next thing you know, they like, oh, whole time Slim was lying. He grown his shit out here. Da, 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 da. And I'm just like, the Lord knew to not put me in my feelings about this nigga.
Yes.
He knew. So, he knew to tell me to keep it pushing.
Grown ass toddler out here
grown
playing with these people like this.
I felt bad for him when I first seen him. I was like, oh, that's fucked up.
Come on, he was bullied at school for his dwarfism.
And it was like, everybody was like, what's the nigga named Quan something? Quaden. Some wild shit.
Quaden Bayless.
They was like, justice for Quaden and bullshit. Oh, like the hashtag and shit was coming out. I'm like,
it was a movement.
It was so many people out here for this man.
People raising money and shit.
Sending and your it happened ass to so Disneyland quick. And
Disneyland,
shit.
And I'm
just
yeah.
like, dog.
He was getting it all. Getting the world. Like, well, he was one of them make a wish kids.
Oh my God.
Looking like fucking Minnie
Jr. Like, it's so fucked up. Like, you claim that you was being bullied. Your ass really about to get bullied
now.
Man.
Yes. But are you some type of celebrity on jail or something?
A prankster.
Oh, so he do dumb shit all the time.
That was not the move, though. This is too serious.
It is,
like,
yeah. And you played it too hard, too real.
Like,
you ain't say at the end of the video, like, nah, y'all.
Or, like, you not raising money for kids that's actually being bullied. Like, there's no point to it. You just out here playing.
Just doing dumb shit.
Nope. Terrible. You need the shit smacked out of you. Like,
for and it's
real.
Like, now that I, like, you know that he's not being, but he like, you ugly ass, like, boy, what you look?
Talking about this some, he sobs like, uncontrollably in the backseat of his mother's car.
He did. He looked like he gross. Was a sweaty mess. Like, he was
saying gross. To the camera, give me a knife. I want to kill myself. Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I ain't watched the video, so I don't seriously? Know what
he said. Yes, he was like, I want somebody to kill me.
Somebody might kill you in the ass now. You
Desi,
fucking will.
Desi probably shed some tears. Y'all ain't seen a little face. This bitch was about to sob just now.
Look, man.
Y'all know I'm a cat. Got your ass.
He got your ass.
Get my heart on in a ruffle.
No, this is not the move, y'all. Don't be out here doing that. That shit is not okay.
Fuck.
It's not okay. I'm just glad he was a white man and not a black one.
Okay, because then that we done enough.
You can't do that bullshit doing Black History Month.
And we already done fucked up enough. Can we get out good? Can we leave these last couple of days feeling good about ourselves,
nah,
please?
Not even.
Nah, something will happen. Something else.
Quando,
nah.
Quato, whatever. What's your name again? What's his name? Quaden?
Quaden?
Little name? Big head dwarf boy.
All right.
That's
the
name.
Fuck?
You don't know.
You don't even deserve a name.
You trifling.
You lost your name when you lied, bitch.
You trifling.
Trifling the shit. Mm. Give me a knife. I want to kill myself. You need to kill a toothbrush, nigga, because them big ass teeth you got.
I was about to say, them joints look sharp. Like, sharp. Teeth is
sharp.
Man, yes. What? For real.
He a real ankle biter.
No. Damn shits look like they
fried. Make no fucking sense.
Your shit jagged.
Okay.
Ugh.
That nigga look like a pug.
Pugs are cute. We don't look like no fucking pug.
Pugs is not cute.
Yes, they are. Cute. Yes, they're the cutest little smush face doggies.
I like them.
Grow up, guys.
Okay, so how about he look like a deformed pug? Okay,
I mean, but pugs technically are deformed.
Oh, look, see, yes. Well, that's why I feel like that.
They are.
That's why he got a snout like a pug. He ain't even got a nose.
Moving along, that ugly ass nigga don't look like no pug. Ugly.
Like a pug that got smacked in the face with a frying pan. Show ugly ass out my face. Move, bitch.
You canceled. I don't even know how you was famous or what you did or whatever the fuck. How you killing them over there in Australia.
I wonder what other type
he
of
was famous for being a stand-in for Oompa Loompa.
Bye. Bye. It's over. Oh my God.
You look like you about to sing for real. Oompa, loompa, doopity, doop.
That's my shit, though. I like the one with Johnny Depp.
Oh, Willie.
Paint your ass orange and give you a green wig. Because you are a fucking clown. Next.
Say what?
Topic of the week.
Week, week,
y'all
week,
ready to get into this?
Week. Yay. So, the topic of the week is...
Yeah.
Should you discuss your past sexual encounters or history with your significant other? How y'all feeling about that there?
Honey.
I mean, it be pillow talk sometimes.
I mean, I guess, you know, it depends on the relationship.
True.
Okay, so let me not even just say significant other because I ain't got one of them. So, I mean, it's a nigga here and there. But, so I guess current partner. Significant other, current partner. Or whoever. But, I mean, I guess it depends on the relationship. And if it's something that y'all collectively want to do. And then if it's like going to be like a conversation to be had. Or just something that comes up in conversation.
Mine's be random questions.
So,
Then it'll turn into a little conversation, which is cool. I mean, if you have that open communication and, you know, it turns into a nice little powwow. Not too bad, you know.
Yeah, I'm a you ask, I shall tell you type of girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like, nah.
If you don't ask, I ain't tell you nothing.
I don't need to.
You know, I don't think, like,
yeah,
necessary.
Some people don't even care.
Right.
But it's like, you know, so I care if I'm in a committed relationship, not necessarily, I mean, about who you've been with or what type of sex y'all was having. Mm-hmm. But, like, I need to know something like about where your dick been at. You know what I'm saying? I don't even need to know how many. Like, what difference do that make?
No, they don't.
I mean...
I'm down to know that.
I don't
that.
Know, but jeez. It's like... Sometimes you share horror know. Stories and shit. Horror stories be funny as fuck, though.
Yeah, that should be funny. I've discussed those.
Horror stories is hilarious.
What?
So, would you want your partner to discuss their sexual history with you?
Yeah, I mean, we be talking about it, yeah. I mean,
Same thing.
I feel like that, too. Like, if I tell you mine, like...
Yeah, I want those
reciprocate,
slang.
Nigga.
Yeah. Yes, it's supposed to be a whole conversation, like,
two-way street.
Exactly.
Dialogue.
Interrogation.
Right? It's not one-sided. You're not about to get all my information and you don't give up nothing. But sorry.
I want to know.
Okay.
So, are you... Is it, like... How can I word this? Like, is your sexual past something that you feel like... you are ashamed of or embarrassed of, and that would be like a reason why you don't want to talk about it?
Not necessarily. I would slow walk some of the stuff. Like, you can't just smack them all in the face with everything that you done did.
But what would be the reason behind you not?
The timing. Like, the conversation might not call for it. Like, say for instance, you watching something and they saying something on whatever movie or show you watching.
Then you would just comment on whatever.
Yeah, and then the comment might turn into that type of conversation. Like, would you ever or have you ever? Mm-hmm. That's when them, yeah. But not to be all up in your business, like, who was the last bitch you slept with and what y'all doing?
Do she cuff your balls?
No, like,
that's like the shit. You feel me?
I'm just saying. Okay.
Yeah, I don't need no graphic details necessarily. You know, then this is not this topic, but the only way I do want to know those things is if you cheated. You feel what I'm saying?
You cheated
for some reason, your mind get to wanting to know that shit. But when it's just a regular call, like, I don't really care to know. I ain't gonna ask voluntarily, but like you said, fuck that. You wanna know my baby, I wanna know your baby.
Oh, absolutely. It ain't gonna be no one-sided
you
shit.
You need to tell me parts. Everything.
Excuse me.
Need to know it all.
Do you think you would be judged if you openly talked about it? Like, if okay, say you did some big wild shit, like you were saying, okay, it depends
big
on, like,
shit.
The topic of conversation. Say, I don't know, because y'all bitches watch porn. And some crazy shit come on the TV, and you know in the back of your mind, you like, damn, I did that shit. And then your nigga like, damn, so you want to try that? Or like, what you think about this? But whole time, your ass ain't already done it. You bringing that up? You telling them, oh, baby.
I done been there, done it.
You know? Or you saying,
no.
Like, oh, no, I ain't like it. And then they're going to be like, what you mean? How you know?
Now, if that's the case, now,
I ain't like it, I'm going
to
tell you.
I need to tell them, yeah.
What the whole situation
was. Again.
Exactly.
I ain't finna get into that.
And then whole time, you going to be like, the fuck? What fuck, nigga? What nigga you did that shit
listen,
with?
Listen, don't worry about all that. See?
Then you got hit him with, you know, well, it was back
I
in
had
the heyday.
Right. Okay.
In my heyday.
Oh, my
you know, everybody has their little whole time.
Version when you make me.
Ever.
Little
shit was job. Your little in the street time, you know, you was out there playing games and stuff. Having
street.
Fun.
Your ass. I know you was a hoe.
Okay.
Nigga be like they not hoes.
Nah, for real.
They be hoes.
Whole time.
Be thotting like shit.
I think the only time I would like have that conversation is if you like my man. If you just a nigga I'm kicking it with, like,
mind your business.
I'm not in.
But
and
would
it's
you
not
be
like,
ashamed?
No, I'm not ashamed. No, fuck no. I did what the fuck I did. But then it's like, niggas get stupid when you tell them that you fuck somebody else. So if they know that you out here flipping, licking, dipping, dogs, fucking,
bitch,
right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
they come up all
thing.
These things in their mouth.
If you like me, if you love me, you already in this. Ain't no going nowhere. So,
but
history
you
or not,
yeah. But what would
you
want to
benefit from this?
If they if they hit you with the, well, how come you ain't do that to me?
Oh shit!
One moment. That's it.
Stand by. You went to shit?
I ain't know you was sweating.
Wasn't sure. Let me check though.
Well, here, let's go. Oh, I didn't follow me. Follow me, young sir. Shit. Oh, yeah, says the word.
Be prepared to have your world rocked.
Ow. Good God. Ma'am. I know I'm not embarrassed.
Put your foot right here. Oh,
shit. Listen. Make it work.
Listen. Okay.
Is there a limit to what you discuss sexually with your partner?
No.
Are y'all out bitches out here blabber mouth.
No.
Tell them everything.
I mean,
we don't get into that discussion too much, but
when it does come up.
Yeah.
For real, I feel the same. Like, yeah.
Look, tell the truth, shame the devil.
I'll be all quiet. I think he know though when I don't want to talk about something because I get kind of quiet. Like, I ain't like I'm ignoring you, but it's coming out a little bit slower. Let me get a little drink.
You got to ask that.
You got to get a drink. Like, we not here about to finish this when you come back.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I got you.
Wait, let me take my socks off.
Can I think about it? You gotta kind of ease me into that shit. I mean, is that a preliminary question?
Oh my God.
Is this a follow up to a question that I missed?
Fuck that. I don't want to limit what we talk about because I don't want to limit the type of sex that we have.
Oh. Right.
Like, so nah. Let's talk.
All in.
Because I need to know where this could go.
Oh, shit. You know,
what you want? Chocolate syrup, whipped cream, or grape jelly, nigga?
grape jelly.
Oh, no. What the fuck?
Hot sauce on the toe.
I don't even like when that shit get on my fingers. I feel like,
jelly?
That ain't for me.
See, that's why you got to talk about
this
shit.
Right, right. Okay. He might enjoy that shit.
Yeah.
He might pull that motherfucking dark shit out. He ain't got time.
Gotta make sure he don't pull out the wrong goddamn food that you might be allergic to.
Oh, Lord.
See, and that's the thing, because a bitch got a whole gang of allergies.
The bitch got hand him the list.
He be like, bitch, I like this peanut butter. You be like, no, nigga.
No. Can't do that. No.
Of the foods we will not be playing with in bed.
The list of what we can use is shorter than the one we can. Take this one.
So just
one.
Take the list we can, right?
Take this one. If it ain't on that list, don't bother it.
Don't even try it.
Don't bring it in here.
Mm-mm. Ain't nobody trying to get stuck with no goddamn EpiPen and shipped to the hospital.
Man, that's right. Fuck the whole vibe up.
Just go ahead and put the hot sauce on the toes.
Goddamn swollen and naked. Trying to put your ass wrapped in a blanket because you can't put no clothes on it.
Fucking blowfish in this bitch.
Looking like you coming from a toga party and shit.
Right.
Funny as shit.
What did you eat at the party, man? What party?
He tried to put nuts on his nuts. God damn it, I'm allergic to them. God damn it. Well, she didn't say she was allergic to nuts. Nigga, she not allergic to man nuts.
Yeah. I'm good with them kind.
Okay.
Shit. Trying to kill somebody.
Y'all some of that smell. Shit. If it come up, baby, talk about it, okay?
Some of them, oh, shit, she gagging. Well, no, bitch, she can't breathe. A throat
clone. Right. Nigga, no.
Crazy. Foolishness. That's what y'all do. It's all right.
That's funny. I don't even think about that shit.
You thought about that.
I don't really use a lot of food in the bedroom. But I guess that is something to point.
Yes, baby. That's okay.
Don't bring a dish in the room. What's on that plate first? What you got there? So when does your sexual health come into play? And how does that conversation take place?
Oh, it comes in the beginning.
In the very beginning.
In the very beginning.
Before y'all even slap skins.
Pretty much. Yeah. Now, sometimes you might get a little heated and skins might get slapped before you get a chance for everything. But when in that event, you know, wrap it up. Safe sex is the best sex. Technically, it's not, but okay.
right, no, I mean, we're keeping it real.
For political purposes, because that raw dog is the best.
It's just about that skin to skin. Yeah, because that's the way it's supposed to behave.
Skin to skin, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
But no, yeah, I feel the same way. Like, I'm real big on protecting myself. And it's probably, and I ain't fucked a lot of men. A lot of men, but I've had a lot of sex, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, swipe up, my nigga.
What are you doing?
But it's like, it's probably, like, we getting tested. Mm-hmm. If the condom coming off, like, that's a given. We about to go down here, whether we going to the clinic or we buying a motherfucking pack in the motherfucking Target, bitch. We coming in handy. I fucked the nigga in his sleep one time because he thought he was about to play with me.
You got him.
Got your ass.
Got you. Like a DNA test. Swab. Niggas is sneaky.
Shit, fuck that.
I was like, you do it or get out.
He's like, come on, ride with me. I got to go over to Howard real quick. You walk back through here by the towers. Ooh, huh. Swab. It's right there. Walk over to the table. Grab some condoms while you're there.
Yeah, that shit
gotta
be discussed.
We getting tested.
Oh my god! But that's it. Takes a while before it comes up in your system. Like, I mean,
it takes a while. Period. That's why you're supposed to do the shit periodically.
So often.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah!
But it's like,
keep going back.
I don't know. I just listen.
My cooch is sensitive. You hear me? So yeah.
Okay.
We gotta do that shit early because I can't be wondering and what you're thinking.
Yeah, I just, like, we was talking about the last time. Like, it's a risk no matter what. Mm-hmm. But I am being as safe as I could possibly be.
You got to go get swabbed and blood tested for every goddamn thing. Because they ain't swabbing your mouth for chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Sure ain't. Sure, niggas forget about that thing. Yeah. HIV. Uh-huh.
Oh, I ain't got that.
No, sir. No, ma'am.
You forgot about that drip.
That drip. No. Nigga, the drip is not pre-cum. It is not.
Oh.
You are leaking for real.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
No way.
It is not.
That's nasty.
Nasty. Mm. That's how I do
it. They don't know. That's nasty. They don't know until some shit get the burning.
I don't even know about that.
And shit on fire.
Y'all got chill.
Motherfucker,
y'all can't be out here like that.
Y'all got a hot stick.
Y'all can't be out here like that. Get it together. Be safe, y'all.
Shit.
Please. Because listen. You got time for that.
Be the pass something on. And be like, I'm so sorry. No, don't be sorry.
If we gotta have that conversation, it's lights out for every fucking time. Whoever the bitch is, you got it from her mama.
Everybody, the nigga she was sleeping with before.
Listen, everybody.
Oh my god.
Not playing them kind of games with y'all.
You got to clap. Oh, bitch, clap. Oh, clap.
Listen. Clap on your motherfucking head.
Okay.
Bitch.
What's wrong with y'all?
Jesus.
Be the knocked your shit all the way
be
loose.
Be clean, y'all. Be safe. Please. Mm-hmm. Just do it for the community.
Yes, pay attention to your health.
Everybody fucking everybody anyway.
Mm. What? Jesus. I hope not.
Listen. You can hope all you want.
Well,
you can do that all you feel like.
The reality of it is.
Listen.
But the real is.
Which is going to lead us into this next question.
Oh, shit.
If you slept with somebody that your nigga know, would you tell them?
If they are close to him, like on a regular basis or even like a cousin or somebody close, you know what I'm saying, that he could actually reach out and call, touch, anything like that, I need to let this nigga know because I ain't got time.
Ooh,
like,
some awkward cookouts
and
shit.
Yeah, some bullshit, right? I would never want to put myself in that position. So no, I would tell him. But if it's somebody that's just like a passerby or like, oh, he went to school with him back in the day, but he don't really fuck with that nigga. Like, he ain't even fuck with him in school. Right. Shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, a distant person that he just know of or know. I ain't telling that nigga shit.
I totally agree.
But then my thing is,
I mean, like, I don't think it would matter. No. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to tell you.
Like, I mean, that too. Yeah, like, I will tell you if it comes up. But for me to just be like, oh, I fucked him. You know him? Yeah, I fucked him.
I feel like I would just be off the strength of niggas is grimy like that.
They wild
and be real quick to be like, oh, that's your bitch.
You, yeah.
Oh, I hit shawty back in the day.
Yeah.
Damn, I ain't know that was you. Like
that's when you hit him with the who.
Oh, nigga, where's your proof?
We're right. What?
I must have been drunk. I don't remember none of that shit. Nah, oh, that nigga lying on his dick.
But it's like.
With I probably was with my homegirl and he seen me.
I don't want to have that conversation after the fact, though. And then it's some hurt feelings.
Or feel like you hiding some shit.
Yeah, like I don't even just feel like fifth. That.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I always be, I guess, snitching on myself anyway. If I know you. This your man's, and I used to want to talk to the nigga, like, I don't know, like, I just wouldn't be able to move forward with nothing with you, like, this shit is just too close for comfort.
I ain't got time for this shit.
Be trying I don't have time for
to
that.
To be keeping up with that shit.
Worried about if you gonna be feeling away because you know that I used to like
but
this
see,
nigga.
But see, that's why I said it gotta like, be somebody that he don't even, like, he wouldn't even be in the realm of him. Like, he wouldn't even matter.
So the conversation wouldn't even come up.
Exactly. Now, if it does... Then I got to be forefront because I don't like getting caught.
Niggas
I don't like
weird
being
though.
Getting caught up and then turn into a whole argument later and
because
shit.
We know, like, okay, you not with the bitch no more. Like, she don't matter.
Right.
Niggas don't be moving.
They
like
don't.
That.
They don't. You right.
And it's just like, no. If this gonna be a thing for you, and 9 times out of 10, it's a thing for
that's
niggas.
Address
I don't
it now.
Have time. Mm-hmm. It's just like I don't know if I'm like this is not gonna work.
They so sensitive.
Because you know I fucked this nigga.
Still got them sense.
And then you gonna be like, damn, every time I suck your dick, she was sucking that nigga dick.
So what you doing?
Like, don't nobody got time.
You I would have to let that like go. That. You be doing this, you did that shit with nigga, shut the fuck
got
up.
Got time.
Okay.
That would be a thing that I would have to leave alone. I won't be able
so
to do
it. You gotta be open, honest, off the jump with you.
Got to. Like,
either way.
First of all, I'm just
way,
we having a conversation.
Either
we,
way.
I'm running my mouth like, we talking about everything just because that's who I am.
Well.
When sex come to play, listen. That can't be the situation because then we can't fuck. Can't do it.
Wow.
No, thanks.
This,
not for me.
This next one, though.
Not for me.
This next one, though?
What next one?
The next one, though. What would your mean? Answer change if the person is still in their life?
No. I mean, because we're having a conversation. Like, I'm telling you regardless. So, no, I don't
so
think
either
that
way,
the
yeah.
answer's going to change. If the nigga's in your life, then it's just like, nope. You thought we was about to fuck with each other, but we're not. Like, nah. And if we did already, like, I don't know. I don't trust niggas. Niggas be sneaky and on get back. I don't have time for that.
For no reason, too.
None.
You could not even be on their mind. But then they see you with their homeboy now or somebody they knew now all of a sudden.
Because you smashed a homie.
And niggas just that should be, like, real. And everlasting. They don't never get over that shit.
At all.
That's why I'm not the type of bitch to go back to my exes either. Like, we could play all day. But, like, to be serious about you, no, nigga. Because I don't know when you're going to flip the fucking script because your ass is still hurt about some shit that I did.
Y'all back
when
in
we
the
was
day.
Growing
right.
up like, nigga.
Oh,
I was a whole child. Relax.
Don't I know about
scorned
that story.
Bitter.
Scorn and bitter.
Man, ooh, when they be talking about us,
that
them be
real.
The ones.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn bitter bitches. Get over it.
For real.
God damn it.
I still got some.
Should that change for you?
Hits on my head.
If he still know the nigga? Like you.
Nah, I'm going to tell him. Yeah, hell yeah. If he know him. He know him. I'm letting him know a break. Fuck yeah. I ain't finna get myself
like,
in
that
situation.
Damn, I ain't know you know Rob. You know, I used to fuck with that nigga back in the day. It got to come out
yeah,
just like
just
that.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it can't come out like no other way.
Like
I know y'all knew each other.
Back in the
day. Yeah, I fucked that nigga for like 2 years.
We used to talk back in the day.
You gotta know that.
Talk.
Nah,
we
fucked
talk,
that nigga
talk.
For like 2 years. It happened.
You wanted low click.
So y'all was together? Y'all was together?
I mean, nah.
Nah.
We was fucking. And that's that.
You want to know that real.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel comfortable. Like, that's your man.
Fucking
like,
no. Especially if you going to see him right. all the time. All the time. No, you
I
saying.
Just can't know.
Right. Every function. Right. Like, can't go on no little hour.
Especially if the sex was good.
Oh, Lord. Hell no.
Hell no.
He be side-eyeing his ass the whole cookout with
shit. This shit gotta be over.
Then you might sneak off somewhere.
I'm just going to the bathroom. Come out the bathroom, nigga. All in the window.
Listen.
Not another day. Not another day.
And you know, sometimes, I guess, well, not in your case, but like sometimes shit like that don't be over. The shit was good to like sometimes that shit don't be,
it
over.
Don't be over.
All you need is to see the nigga. I don't even want to be tipping like that. Nope. Damn, you know this nigga?
Nope. Damn. Sorry, damn. We ain't gonna.
That was gonna be a little hole in case.
We ain't gonna make it. We just gonna go ahead and call this quits right now. Like,
God damn.
Nope, we ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, call it a day.
Y'all can have all that.
It was nice knowing you, brother.
Enjoy your relationship, y'all friendship. Enjoy that,
cause I'm out.
This is
it's been real.
Dap you up and everything. Dap you up and everything.
Right, y'all.
Hey, it's good seeing you again,
Sean. Oh shit!
Oh my gosh. So at least we coming from an honest place. We don't have time.
No, my brother.
No, you know what I used to do though? I used to also, when I used to meet new dudes, I would screen them to find out if they knew my ass.
Hell yeah. You ever done that?
Fuck yeah. I'd be like, do you know? No? Oh, okay. Well, we're all right then.
Fuck that. Never.
I have done that since the moment me and him broke up. Because I found out he knew a lot of motherfuckers. I'm like, he knows a lot of people.
I watch your circle. If the circle, if they not in your circle, then I ain't going to worry about it. But if they in your circle, motherfucker, no.
But see, that was the thing. I was so, you know, I was in the house all the time. I ain't see who his circle really was, especially after
that was before social media.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, right. And then.
Oh, y'all been just telling y'all age, huh?
We old.
Before social media?
Before it got the popping. Because I was on Facebook in college.
Shit, yeah. Facebook, MySpace.
I can't remember.
Girl, the same thing that's happening on everything else right now. It's just you not getting no news feed.
MySpace, kind of remember that.
It was the same thing. You built up your page to make it look how you wanted to look.
But it was more black people, though, right?
Yeah.
That was where you could play the music and shit.
Yep.
All
right. I remember I used to always be over people's shoulders and shit, looking on their page.
Seeing what they got on their page.
What they doing?
What they wrote, all that other stuff.
Going to other people's pages and shit. Who that? Oh, for real, y'all page? Let me see.
And then you send them a message and you end up talking.
I've never been into social media, if that makes sense. I think I've always had one, but I ain't never been, like, into it.
Yeah.
Like, on the shit.
MySpace, I was in that shit. That was the one for me. Because I used to love how much you could do to the page and the music.
Shit was some other shit.
What, tagged?
Yeah.
I've never been on that one.
Like, some meet and greet.
It's, or like a date.
Girl, that's the same thing. Black Planet and MySpace. It's the same. All of it was the same.
It wasn't, though.
MySpace, I feel like, was, like, Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, you made a page to know people.
Instagram.
That you know. It wasn't like to meet people or date. Granted, you could, but like it wasn't. I thought
right, you sure can. You could do it on there. Getting them DMs.
I mean, you put your stuff in. It's pretty much like Black Planet was then.
See, but then I feel like I was young as a motherfucker when I had Black Planet, so I couldn't have been on there for no dating and shit. The fuck, hell no. I probably wouldn't even like your boys.
Use me.
Not in a way like that. Nah, bitch, please. I was grown.
Trying to get your hair rolled, corn rolled.
Do any of that.
Don't do that.
That was never my life. I was grown now.
Where was that?
When I started being into boys, yes, I was that old.
How old was we doing that? That was the.
I was thinking like, 15, was 16. About that life, and I was not. Any nigga I fucked with before the age of 16.
Like, get her alone, this bitch was scared to death.
For real, she didn't even want to kiss me. Y'all can't go talk to somebody.
Oh, scared ass. Oh, nah, I was a young nigga.
Nah, shit, I wasn't. That wasn't even me. my
just
friends.
Just not the sex thing. I was scared to death.
I just had to act like I was. Everybody was talking about kissing. I was like, oh, yeah, me too, y'all.
Girl.
Ain't kiss nothing. Seven little peck on the cheek.
Fake ass. Like, she a friend. Like
seventh, eighth.
Ain't nobody knew, though. For roughly. Kissing. Y'all know now, but ain't nobody know then.
Y'all was about 7 years old. Don't
what?
Start.
That's what a conversation for a whole nother show. Okay.
We will get into that another time.
Another time. We are not going to get into that one. That one's a little deep right there. Yeah, all right.
That's just going to end this here.
Y'all right now.
All right. Did y'all learn anything this week? Because I didn't.
The fuck?
I ain't learned nothing.
So,
there was no I learned that I still one. Got a whole lot of anger issues when I am provoked.
Mm. I can't even say, although like it doesn't show itself unless I'm provoked. But I feel like, you know, I'm an angry motherfucker. Like,
when you try,
I'm angry at life.
I think it's the whole disrespect thing. Like, especially if I'm like being polite. And then you full out just
that make me
disrespect. Exactly.
Say, yeah, just any form of disrespect. That's whether I'm being polite or not. Like, that's not.
Jump out the car.
I'm not.
I will block your ass and then snatch you out your motherfucking car.
And not that I'm rude, but it's like I don't do things to be polite.
I don't go out of my way
to be polite. I have manners, but I'm not polite.
I feel that.
I feel like when you being polite, you acting away. It's not like genuine. And it's like, I don't know.
Can't be genuinely polite.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not.
But she's not.
I don't know. Maybe not.
It's all right.
I am. I am usually very polite up until.
I have manners. I say please and thanks. Yes, sir.
Until that anger side of my
life. I have
like, polite, like,
eh. 1 minute I might be polite. 1 minute I might not. So it just depends on what you get in that day.
Which is true. My road rage kicking sometimes. And I might be like, you know.
I'm like mean. Like, I'm nice. I speak and spoken to and stuff like that. But I don't know. Maybe that's because maybe my definition of being polite is different from y'all's.
Probably.
Maybe y'all's polite is just me thinking you have manners.
Just speaking. Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Because ain't nobody going out their motherfucking way. I'm sorry. I ain't.
Polite is me sitting down to eat and offering you some of my food when I really don't want to.
Oh, I'm definitely not offering you shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm
maybe
not polite.
I'm not polite then.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not polite. That's being polite. If y'all have nothing sitting in front of y'all and I got a whole plate of shit, the polite thing would be to offer. I'm not going to do that. If you want something,
neither
you
am
ask.
I. Huh.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah, you knew you was coming. You knew you was coming, bitch. Don't come up in here looking at me funny.
No. Fuck. I'm going to look at your ass like you're stupid while I'm munching.
Man, what?
Mm-hmm.
You want something, you better ask. But speak up.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
At all. Know. There you go.
Not going to work.
No, I guess that's what I mean.
Well, what I learned this week is that, well, I knew it already, but I just appreciated it more this week. Was that I have a pretty solid team at home.
I got
my little fellas and my niggas, you know what I'm saying?
You do that.
I'm like, I said, I'm about to buy me a robe, some little fuzzy flip-flops, give me a little wine glass and shit, walk around house like foo-foo and shit.
You like foo-foo?
Bitch, got three niggas in the house. I'm the only girl. I need to start being all.
You are absolutely right, queen.
You know what I'm saying?
You better. Because they're going to do exactly what needs to be done to make sure that you are happy. Happens. All right?
So I'm like, yeah, I need to appreciate them more. They be holding shit down.
Especially since they
shout
open
out to
now.
Y'all. Yes. Shout out to the fam.
Fellas, yes, fam.
Looking out for my
all worry about, yes, my feelings and am I all right and shit like that. Like, you sound like you got attitude.
He's such
good.
A sweetheart.
I'm like, oh.
Them babies.
Fine.
Them babies are awesome.
Yeah, so I appreciated them this week, and I was just like, oh, I knew that already, but I guess, you know, you got every now and then bring it up.
It's nice to be
like,
reminded.
Yeah.
All right, well, come on, Fufu. We make sure to get
this. Yeah, we got to go to Five Below, get some Fufu shit.
I was about to say, oh, bitch, you just bought me a new pair, too.
Yes.
Tell me y'all little Fufu stuff.
Little pink fluffy.
Get you a motherfucking silk robe,
bitch. Yes, bitch. I was like, y'all got me fucked up. When you see me with this robe on, you know
what time it is.
You know what's up? I need something to drink. I'm parched.
That ain't what my road mean. My road man ain't not a motherfucking thing on here. Don't knock on the door.
That's what that is.
Don't ask me for nothing, because it's about to be Mr. Nasty time.
I'm going to say it depends on the mood. If I got on that motherfucking terry cloth robe,
yes,
that's the mama just hopped out of the shower. I just want to sit my ass down. Put that motherfucking silk shit on. You already know.
It's finna go down.
My robe is the terry cloth robe.
I might be going out, or somebody might be stepping in.
Ooh,
but either way, don't bother me. Okay. That's how I feel.
That's
about
how I go.
Scoundrel.
And watch that say, it's turn clove, it's just bitch. It's nothing under
it. It's nothing under this. Straight it's about up. To go down. Just don't touch. Don't call me.
Don't worry about what's about to happen. Just know.
Terry clove. I got the motherfucking bonnet on. With
what?
with these slippers on. Motherfucking fur joint.
The fur, yay.
Just listen.
My dog be done got mad and tried to chew the goddamn slipper because she look thing. Now.
Bitch,
she be done felt some type of way. Who is this bitch? Trying to keep my goddamn slippers and shit. I ain't got time for that.
Uh-uh.
I got the regular
the motherfucker. Yes, she got fighter and shit.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh Lord, it's a mess. This might turn into something else. I don't know.
See, this one ain't got no first slippers, okay? No, we don't do the first slippers.
Keep it that way. Shit.
I got little flip flops to say pink on. I got pink flip flops.
Yes, there you go.
That's that.
That's gonna have to work
flip-flops
for now. Flip
flops and the house shoes.
Flip flops.
Yes.
No. That's uncomfortable. Them outside shoes.
I don't wear my
flat, round, all that shoes. You gotta be comfortable in the house.
I am comfortable. When I kick them work shoes off, I don't care. I just.
Long when that motherfucking boots come off at the door, I got a pair of slippers waiting. Them things don't make it past the front door, I promise.
Mm-mm.
Fuck them shits. If I could take them off before I got out the car, I would.
Shit. I be walking around barefoot and country and shit.
All my shit come off at the front door.
Yeah. I used to when everything. I was younger. And now as an adult, I think that is just the most gross shit in the world. Oh, I hate it.
With the country feet.
Your feet on a naked ground. I don't care if you got carpet, whatever kind of floor. It's just nasty.
Now I would these big-ass flip-flops. They really old flip-flops, but they, like, I just, they big as shit.
Be
I be about to fall. The front of the flip-flops.
You can't run in them shit.
Hell no. I got to put a golden hose to get somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, they get the popping or something. I got them hoes on. Some go down. The only time I wear them is down to the like the vending machine. If I'm out the house,
bitch, if you got
bitch, I'm gonna fall and bust my motherfucker. Bitch, I'm gonna have to take my
off and get killed. Stop wearing them joints.
Like, fuck that bitch.
Run. Hey.
Toes colder than the motherfucker.
Oh, everything. I had to buy new flip flops because of that. Because when I started to lose weight, my feet lost weight. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. The damn shoe was so damn big. I was tripping up over the
falling
steps and
shit.
That's
yeah.
funny. I wish I could have seen that.
Oh my god. We're like, no, am I? You
this ain't got shit to do with what we learned.
We did learn, bitch. You just learned.
You learned. There you go. You okay. learned to get you some nice, comfortable, what you call a frou-frou shit.
Get you some frou-frou shit.
And hold on to the rail when you walk down the steps. Because when you slide down them first three steps, you go, brr. I'm just saying.
There you
it
go.
Ain't fun. You bruise butt cheeks.
That's so bad. Learn. I'm a clumsy bitch, too. I can't have it on the I be done broke something.
So, oh,
the house or myself. Well, I don't know which one. No way. Listen, y'all.
So,
we gonna leave y'all with this heat.
Yeah. All right.
If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind.
Oh, word.
Next time y'all go to having these conversations, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. Because you ain't lying.
You ain't lying. Because, you know, trying to remember a lie, that ain't that.
It's too stressful.
It's too stressful.
Tell the truth.
Hold on to
it. Truth shall set you free.
It shall.
What you say earlier?
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
There you go.
There it is.
All that.
All right, y'all. So we want to thank y'all for listening. Yeah. This has been another episode of Let Me Say This. And as always,
shine, black bitch, shine.
Peace.